So again, triple negative patient has had an anthracycline and taxane in the adjuvant situation. They're BRCA germline. They have metastatic disease. What are you going to be doing?
So again, I think it is going to depend on the patient. If the patient has low bulk disease, I might start with olaparib and really see how do they do. If the patient has rapidly progressive visceral disease, again, would you start with a platinum and then give olaparib as maintenance? Or would you give a month of olaparib and if you didn't see a response, go in with platinums? We don't have the data yet, but I think that you'd have an option to do either. If it was an ER positive patient, I might be much more keen to go with the olaparib first, but we have to realize that in all of the studies looking at BRCA1 versus BRCA2, ER positive, ER negative, results have been similar for both. So I don't know that we can really, with the numbers we have thus far, really exchange one for the other.
Any other germline mutations that would tempt you to use a PARP inhibitor or olaparib?
So there's a lot of studies going on now with HRD, so people who have high HRD scores. I think we're all confused about what score to use, but I think that there's a lot of tests. We now know about PALB2 and CHEK2. We now know about other mutations. Thus far, we don't yet know how they respond to the PARP inhibitors, and there are studies going on there. I think a really interesting area of investigation is combining the PARP with other agents like the PI3 kinase agents or other agents. And, we know in ovarian, combining PARP with cedarinib has been interesting. So I think it's going to be interesting combining PARP with another agent for those patients who aren't BRCA. Just to finish up on that, I think the BRCA-ness that we've talked about has been much easier to define in ovarian cancer than in breast cancer thus far.
Seems like it's a lot more common. I mean, ovarian serous cancer seems, very generally sensitive to PARP inhibitors, even without HR being found.
Exactly. Yeah, they're different. I think we were all hoping that high-grade serous, triple negative, and non-small cell lung cancer were going to be very similar. And I think we do see similarities, but now we're seeing differences as we treat them more.
So, final question. Do you think that a PARP and BRCA is going to sort of track into what's happening kind of with MSI and checkpoint inhibitors? So you've got a marker, not a site of cancer that's defining whether you get a treatment. I'm hearing the prostate cancer people say, we're testing for BRCA. If they have BRCA germline, we're getting a PARP inhibitor. Do you think that's what's going to happen in general with BRCA positive tumors or BRCA germline patients?
Yeah, so it's interesting because I think it is going to some degree. Certainly, prostate, it really looks exciting in prostate. And I think everyone's been interested in what percentage of prostate cancers are BRCA2 carriers, much higher than people expected. I think whether it's going to be true in pancreatic is going to be a question. And I think pancreatic might be a bit different. We look at RAS in colorectal versus lung. That's been different. So I think pancreatic might be a bit more of a complicated. I think that although we're seeing similarities between breast and high-grade serous, they're not exactly the same. So is BRCA2 in breast and prostate going to be the same? Maybe. Is triple negative in breast and high-grade serous going to be the same? Maybe. Or are there going to be differences? I think we're going to have to wait and see. But my guess is there's going to be a lot of similarities. We just have to learn about it.
So speaking of pancreas, I've got to close by telling you about a case that a general medical oncologist presented at a symposium we did at ASCO and GI cancers of a patient with pancreatic cancer. The doc did the family history, saw he had a high incidence of cancer in the family, got BRCA testing, was positive, and the patient, who unfortunately has metastatic pancreatic, had a niece who's 33 years old, who was tested and was BRCA positive and is now considering prophylactic surgery. So it was really ironic that this doc was really maybe saved the life of this man's niece that way.
Well, I think that's going to happen over and over and over again. I think what's also interesting is pancreatic screening that's now happening. And certainly in those BRCA families where there's a high incidence of pancreatic cancer, those screening programs are coming in. And it'll be interesting to see whether we can do better with pancreatic cancer through those screening programs.